How is your love life? Do you need a new lease on love? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Today, we want to talk about a big area in so many people's lives where they need a new lease on life, and that's in their marriages. So many people get married and then they get divorced. And those that don't get divorced, so many of them, and they went into marriage wanting it to be good, but they're not happy, and many of them have just kind of a, well, I just gut it out and grit my teeth and make it through. God didn't create marriage to be a sentence, a prison sentence. He wants you, on a scale of 1 to 10, He wants your marriage to be a 12. He wants it to be awesome. Marriage is a picture of Christ and the church. He wants it to be off the charts. Great.
He can heal every scar.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your marriage? Or how would your spouse rate your marriage? Well, if God wants it to be off the charts great, as Pastor Jeff has said, then God, no doubt, is willing to show us the way to do that. If you find that your marriage relationship is in need of a fresh beginning, or maybe just a little tune-up, you can surely benefit from the timeless and greatly encouraging advice on marriage from God's Word that Pastor Jeff has for us today on From His Heart. The message is entitled, A New Lease on Love. It's from the 8 message series, A New Lease on Life, and it all fits together. You can find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org for details. But first, turn to the 2nd chapter of the Song of Solomon. The passage speaks about little foxes in the vineyard, but you'll very soon see the relevance it holds for your marriage today. Here again is Pastor Jeff with A New Lease on Love.
God is such a great and awesome God, and He's in the business of changing people's lives. Your life can be going in a terrible direction, and He can turn you around just like that. The moment you repent and return to Him, He can bring times of refreshing. We've seen great testimonies of Him doing just that. And you know, today, we want to talk about a big area in so many people's lives where they need a new lease on life, actually a new lease on love, and that's in their marriages. Well, we live in a world today of throwaway marriages. So many people get married and then they get divorced. And then they go through problems and troubles and trials and they say, this is not working out, so I'm going to bail out. God didn't create marriage to be a sentence, a prison sentence. He didn't create it to be some horrible, terrible, awful thing. He didn't create it so that I'll stick this person with this person. They'll hate each other. They'll either get divorced and rip their lives apart, or they'll stay together and they'll be like the Lockhorns and they'll just hate life. That's not what God wants. God wants marriage to be exciting. He wants it to be mutually satisfying and fulfilling and exhilarating. He wants, on a scale of 1 to 10, He wants your marriage to be a 12. He wants it to be awesome. Marriage is a picture of Christ and the church. It's a picture of spiritual realities. Paul told us that. And what does God want your spiritual life to be? A bust? Misery? No, He wants it to be great. He wants it to be off the charts. Great. So now, here is a question to ponder. How come when people enter into marriage with such excitement, they are so in love, they have this great ideal, but they enter into marriage and all of a sudden they hit problems and an ideal becomes an ordeal and then they want a new deal? How come that is? Why do so many people start out with such high hopes and end up so miserable? The Bible gives the answer. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards, while our vineyards are in blossom. You say, that's the answer? Yeah, that's the answer. Why do people start out so gung-ho about marriage and then end up with a person that they just can't stand anymore, just barely just kind of tolerate? It's because of the little foxes. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyard while the vineyards are in blossom. Now, the Song of Solomon is a love song that Solomon wrote to his bride. And it's filled with virtues and adoration. It's filled with praise, and it's praising the wonder of marriage, of love between a husband and a wife. God is all for marriage. He's all for love between a man and a woman. He's all for the act of marriage. God created all of that. And so he put a whole book in the Bible that talks about that. And he tells us in Song of Solomon 2:15 that you have to catch the foxes. Now, in this verse, it's the bride, it's the woman that is saying to Solomon that, hey, catch, honey, catch the foxes, those little foxes. See, a woman is very intuitive about the relationship. She's all about relationships. And so she is saying, be the leader and catch the foxes, because there are little foxes out there and they're wanting to eat up our love. They're wanting to get loose in our vineyard of love and eat up all the fruit and leave us barren and desolate, destroyed and ruined. So what are the little foxes in marriage that destroy the love? I want to mention three. We could mention lots of them, but I want to mention three big problems called little foxes in this verse that will destroy the love. Little fox number one, unrealistic expectations. That's a little fox that will ruin and destroy the vineyard. Now, everyone enters marriage with expectations. I mean, we come in, a bride comes in thinking this, oh man, you know, I have an expectation about this marriage. The groom comes in, I have an expectation about that marriage. Everyone does that, but sometimes our expectations are unrealistic. Sometimes we have this ideal that doesn't exist. The Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. The word hope is also translated expectation. Expectation that is deferred, that is delayed, that is prolonged, that doesn't seem to come, makes your heart sick. It grieves you. It makes you sorry. It makes you weak and ill. You say, yuck. That's the way a lot of people enter into marriage. They have this unrealistic expectation, and it doesn't come to pass, and they're so heartsick over their marriage. Now, how does a woman enter into marriage? What is her mindset? What are her expectations? Romance and intimacy. Those things just permeate a woman's mind about marriage. Marriage is going to be romantic, and it's going to be intimate. There's going to be such sharing. And so she says, you know, I'm marrying Mr. Wonderful. I'm marrying Mr. Right. I'm marrying this guy. He is so perfect. I mean, our marriage is just going to be so great. We're going to have long talks by the fire. We're going to have long walks by the lake, and we're going to talk and share, and he's going to care, and he's going to listen. And it's going to be so wonderful. Romance and intimacy. What is intimacy? Into me, you see. That's intimacy. That's what a woman wants, is a guy that just shares her heart. Where does she get that kind of an expectation? Lifetime. The Lifetime Network. You ever watch Lifetime? Hallmark, you ever watch that? My wife's two favorite shows, stations, Lifetime and Hallmark. It's the home of the chick flicks. That's just right there. You ever watch Rambo on Lifetime? No, he's not on Lifetime. And all the chick flicks are romance and intimacy. It's people taking long walks by the beach. It's them drinking coffee, looking at one another. And the woman just, yes, that's what I want. And that's what this marriage is going to be. And she marries John Rambo. How intimate is he? When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing. I mean, that's John Rambo. But that's a woman. That's her thinking. It's not wrong. That's just the way she's made. But now, how about a man? What does a man do when he enters into marriage? What is he thinking? sex and tranquility. Those two things in that order, two. Sex and tranquility. That's just a guy. That's the way he's wired. A woman, before she's married, a girl growing up, she is thinking about her wedding day. And a man is thinking about his wedding night. It's just true. It's true. That's the way we are made. Now, the woman has read in Red Book magazine that on average, a couple gets together for the act of marriage 2.4 times a week. I'm not sure what 0.4 looks like, but they 2.4 times. The man didn't read Red Book. He read Guinness Book of World Records. He's thinking, average? Who wants average? I'm going for Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's what I want. That's a guy. That's just the way he is. And tranquility. He wants tranquility. No guy wants to come home to World War III. He doesn't want to come home and there's going to be a fight every night. It's fight night in his home. He doesn't want that. You know, that's why the Bible talks about a contentious woman. It says, like a steady dripping on a day of rain, so is a contentious woman in a man's life. Just drip, drip, drip. She's nagging, she's griping, she's complaining, she's arguing. Guys hate that. They will stay at the office forever if it's like that. So that's what he wants. Romance and intimacy for her, sex and tranquility for him. That's how they enter into marriage. That's not necessarily wrong, but those are sometimes unrealistic expectations because it's not going to be the Guinness Book of World Records. It's not Ripley's Believe It or Not. He's not going to always talk to you at the fire and take long walks. Those things just aren't going to happen day after day after day. But now here's the major problem in terms of unrealistic expectations. Both are thinking that the other will make them happy. The other person is going to make them happy. Oh, he's just so wonderful. I'm going to marry him and he's going to make me happy. Oh, he says she's so wonderful. I'm going to marry her and she's going to make me happy. It's just selfish. And people enter into marriage like a tick and they're just going to suck the life out of the other. Rick Warren has defined marriage this way, two ticks and no dog. You just two ticks get together. Well, what are you going to do there? Another person can't make you happy. Bible says in Ecclesiastes 2:25, for who can eat and who can have enjoyment without him? The Lord is the one that can make you happy. You don't feed off of your spouse. You have to feed off of the Lord. He's the one that has an inexhaustible supply. He's the one that says, come to me and you'll find rest and I will replenish you and I will restore you and you'll find your times of refreshing in me. Anytime I do a wedding, I always include Psalm 127, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord builds the house, he has to be the cornerstone of the marriage for that marriage to be all he wants it to be, all it can be. So unrealistic expectations, that's a little fox that you need to catch so it doesn't eat up all the love and ruin the vineyard while the love is in bloom. Little fox number two, unconscious neglect. Unconscious neglect is a little fox. You say, oh, what is that? Unconscious neglect. Unconscious neglect is failing to do the things you did when you dated. When you courted your woman. When you dated your man, the things that you did to develop the love, so often when we get married, we quit doing those things. Not on purpose, not consciously, unconsciously. We just unconsciously neglect to do the things we did when we first started in our relationship. And we get busy in life, and there are pressures, and there are things to do at work, and then the kids come, and they tax you, and they pull and drain from you, and there are hectic schedules, and you just get going in this direction and that direction, and what happens? You just kind of drift. and you lose focus on the other person. You lose focus on the marriage. It's unconscious neglect. Now, God makes it very clear what marriage is supposed to be about and what we're supposed to do. See, the husband is supposed to focus on loving his wife. That's a command from God in Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, Ephesians 5:25, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. If you go home and read Ephesians 5, starting in verse 25, you'll find out that God says three times to the husband that he is to love his wife. Three times in just a few verses, love your wife, love your wife, love your wife. Now, if God says something one time, that ought to be enough for us. When he says it three times in a short paragraph, we need to really pay attention, guys. We're to love her. And for love to count, she has to feel it. See, you can't just say, well, of course I love you. I said I loved you at the altar. I still love you. And, you know, every once in a while you tell her, hey, honey, I love you. Pass the toast. I mean, if it's that kind of a deal, that doesn't count. She has to feel the love. See, because in Ephesians 5, it talks about nourishing her and cherishing her and treasuring her and feeding her spiritually, emotionally, so that she feels it. Now, those were the things, husbands, that you did when you dated. You know how I know that you did that when you dated? Because you're married. She wouldn't have married you if you'd just been some slob that sat on the couch and burped. I mean, she's not going to marry that. Who wants that? No, you pursued her and you loved her and you were with her and you wanted to talk to her and you wanted to spend time with her and you had long conversations in front of the fire and you did walk on the shores at the beach or at the lake. Man, that's what drew her heart to you. And you did it on a daily basis. That's so key. You loved her on a daily basis. You showed love on a daily basis.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And men, the attention you first gave your wife when you originally pursued her, yeah, that, you should not diminish that in intensity. It will always be a major factor that draws her to you. Pastor Jeff will be back in just a moment with an example of flawed thinking that men often develop in their marriages. Today's message was edited due to time restraints, and it's only part one of a two-part message. But the full-length lesson, called A New Lease on Love, is available and also part of the eight-message series, A New Lease on Life. It's particularly well-suited for giving to a friend or perhaps a couple you know who are struggling with their marriage. It's available on CDs, DVDs, a USB flash drive, or a download of MP3s. When you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. Speaking of love, how would you define love? Although the Bible does not define love per se, it does describe and depict love. In Pastor Jeff's new five-message series called The Greatest of These is Love, he shares the attributes of love, unconditional love, and shows you how you can model that to all with whom you come in contact every day, like God wants us to. This new series is our thank you gift for your support to From His Heart of any amount this month, and it's available too on USB flash drive, CDs, DVDs, or as an immediate MP3 download. Call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Or go online to fromhisheart.org. Just request the Greatest of These is Love series when you make your gift this month. Now let's continue with part one of the message entitled, A New Lease on Love. Here again is Pastor Jeff.
I had a revelation about 2 or 3 months ago. I was preparing for a talk that I was giving with Family Life on being a husband. And I was looking through some materials, and I came across something that I had never thought of before, but it is so very true. It has to do with the point system. Do you know how a guy thinks? He thinks in terms of points. He thinks in terms of, okay, I'm going to do this for my wife and that for my wife, and I'm going to build up points in the point bank and then coast for a while and still just live off the interest. So you know what he does? He said, well, I took out the trash. That's a point. Cleaned the kitchen. 2 points. Made the bed without even being asked. Another 2 points. I brought her flowers. 5 points. I took care of the kids on a Saturday so that she could go out with her friends. 10 points. I took care of the kids all weekend and let her go out with her friends for a whole weekend and overnight shopping trip. 50 points. I went to a marriage conference, a weekend marriage conference. 100 points. Man, I'm just stacked up with points. I'm going to coast. I got points. You know what happens to a woman? Points are like vacation time at work. It doesn't carry over. Points are gone. It's like, hey, thanks. You did that for me, but today's a new day. All the points are gone. It's like playing Monopoly every day. You start over every day. It's like, hey, you owned Boardwalk last game, but you don't own it this game. Pay up, buddy. And it's like that. I never realized that. I said to Debbie, I said, is that true? I mean, I don't keep points like that. I start off 0 every day. She said, yeah, that's true. That just stinks. I never knew that. I thought I had so many points that I could just coast for a long time. It's a terrible revelation to know you have 0 points. So we have to daily show her that we love her.
As a husband, have you been guilty of racking up points? Even subconsciously, we can do that. Well, Pastor Jeff certainly has a head-on way of illustrating crucial principles in cultivating a godly marriage. Be sure to join us next time for even more insights into what God's Word says about marriage when we present part 2 of the lesson entitled, A New Lease on Love. Now, as long as we're talking about love, here's something that you will love. The land of the Bible. It is such a remarkable place. And this fall, Pastor Jeff is leading a small group to the land of Israel to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. It's September 27th through October the 6th. And you'll enjoy a full schedule of sights and sounds and feelings to take in and enjoy. You'll sail on the Sea of Galilee, swim or float in the Dead Sea, be baptized in the Jordan River, walk on Mount Carmel, pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, celebrate the Lord's Supper at Golgotha and the Garden Tomb, and much, much more. It truly is a trip of a lifetime and a spiritual experience that'll change your appreciation for the Savior and for your faith. We hope you'll prayerfully consider joining Pastor Jeff on this epic journey. To find out more, go to fromhisheart.org, click the Holy Land Trip banner on our homepage, and then get ready for your trip to Israel. We pray that today's program has really been a blessing to you, and that we can continue to be a blessing to you in the days to come. And that's why we want to invite you to go to our website at fromhisheart.org and tell us about how this program is a blessing to you. You can also contact us by clicking on the Contact Us icon on the website. Again, you can do all that on the homepage at fromhisheart.org. I'm Larry Nobles. Again, thank you for joining us, and you're personally invited to be here Monday for part 2 of A New Lease on Love. Be with us then, when we'll again open God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember that no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.